Hey everybody, and welcome to Rider Club Radio, the podcast all about Kamen Rider. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And today we're going to start out by talking about Kamen Rider Drive Episode 40.
I knew you wouldn't fuck this one up.
Oh no, I'm on the ball now,
it's
baby.
It's impossible. Okay, so 004 at the beginning of this episode,
I didn't ask you what happened, bitch. Now what happened?
We have a... fuck you. I figured maybe on episode 25 we might have our system down, but apparently not.
I fucked it up for everybody.
Shit.
Go ahead.
004. Shinosuke is on the ground, writhing. The belt is unconscious. 004 comes up and rips belt sand off of Shinosuke and just waltzes off into the forest with it. So Shinosuke is left lying on the floor like an asshole. Again, another episode that starts with Shinosuke in a forest without his belt. How about that?
That is a theme now.
It's like poetry. Every verse rhymes with the last one. So Go and Hard show up.
Were you waiting for me to laugh?
The fucking sandbag you gave me on that. Go and Hart show up. And Hart reveals that he talks a little bit more about Banno's past, and Go comes to terms a little bit with Banno truly being an evil cunt who is irredeemable.
Go fucking cries like a bitch. I wouldn't call it coming to terms.
Well, he is confronted with the fact that his dad is a shit.
Oh, yeah.
In what I thought was a really good scene. I think one of the best scenes in this whole series.
Dude, like, I was expecting Go to be his normal fucking brat-ass self and be like, "No, Hart! You're lying!" And then, like, run off or something. But he just fucking collapsed under the weight of the truth.
It was a good character moment, I thought, for him.
Yeah, it was. And I love a lot of stuff about that scene. And I'll talk about that
later, yeah.
When we get to it.
Hart reveals more about Banno's backstory, and oh my god, this guy. He creates robots, and he gives them human feelings, and then he would torture them and hurt them for shits and gigs. In Hart's case, it was because there was a guy who refused to invest in Banno's research. And so Hart said, I'm gonna make a robot who looks exactly like him, and then I'm gonna beat him up all day, and this'll make me feel better. What a shit.
Look at Banno, though. Doesn't he just look like a guy like that?
That's true. What an irredeemable motherfucker. Like, you said last episode that you think Banno is going to be the main villain. I wholeheartedly agree with you by now.
Oh, yeah. This episode was like, forget those fucking Roidmute guys. Here's the real villain.
Seriously. And we'll touch on that a little later. Just wait. It becomes obvious. So, that's why Krim left. Banno was torturing the Roidmutes, and Krim was like, we're making robots. You don't have to give them feelings and then hurt their feelings. And then he leaves.
Shut up!
And then he leaves. And meanwhile, Tomato, the new Roidmute 008... Tornado. I was making a joke.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was like, all dated. I was like, oh, I'll call him Tomato on the podcast.
That'll be the funniest
Jeff
joke!
Jeff will get a real kick out of it. Tornado... He takes Kiriko and he tornadoes her away to his to God knows where. They don't know where yet. Chase tries to chase him, as per his namesake, but Tornado just won't have any of it. He takes Kiriko and he flies off because Kiriko's the perfect beautiful lady.
Yeah, Chase has gotten pretty shitty at chasing.
Yeah, well,
since he became a good guy.
You'd think he'd be better, but no. He used to do it to Drive all the time. Every time Drive had to do something, he would pull up in front of him. He'd be right on top of him.
Drive would stop at, like, a restroom in a gas station, and Chase would just burst through the window.
Imagine coming out, zipping up your fly, and then dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Tornado whisks away Kiriko. Rina traces the Rai Booster to where they take Belt Sand, 004, and Banno, and Shinosuke busts in.
Shinosuke fights 004 completely untransformed.
Seriously, yeah, there's a big brawl, and Shinosuke grabs Belt Sand back. But it's too late, he's already been copied, and there's an evil Belt San, and Banno is in Belt San, the new Belt San. So there's two now.
There's an evil Drive Driver, specifically mentioned in this episode as the Dark Drive Driver.
I wonder if that has something to do with that movie that's coming out.
See our movie!
Oh, watch our movie. So 004 grabs the Dark Drive belt, and runs off with it, and that's the end of that. So everyone goes back to the...
Shinosuke, like, does this thing where he, like, looks after as he runs away, and there's, like, a window-breaking sound in the distance, and Shinosuke looks really dejected, like, I can't follow him out a window.
Yeah, god, I just have to go around the front door, and it's, like, whole 10 seconds lost.
That's too much effort.
Fuck this. So everyone goes back to the pit, and they're all like, well, we got the belt back, but we need Kiriko. And Q comes back. Q's like, I didn't want to use the internet, because that's apparently Banno's thing, so I found this magazine, and it says, oh, this guy, the guy that 006, or that the guy that Tornado is copying, was, like, a famous fashion designer, and he said his dream was to find the perfect necklace and put it on the neck of the perfect woman, and then...
Wasn't it 008?
Was it 008?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, it was. It was 8. You're right. It's 008 and 006 are interchangeable, and we'll see why in a minute.
Yeah, you just call him Tornado.
Yeah, Tornado and the not Tornado.
Just call him Tomato.
Tomato, yeah. Because that's the funniest thing I've ever said in my life. They're like...
The fallout of it's pretty fucking funny, so I'm glad you said it.
Oh, fuck you. So they're like, okay, we have to go to this lakeside church, which he was going to marry. He was going to hang the perfect necklace on the perfect neck and then marry the girl in a church. So that's what the Roid Mead's going to do. He's kidnapped Kiriko, and he's going to hang the necklace on her, and then he's going to marry her?
I guess.
Maybe, like, marry, quote-unquote, like he's going to kill her?
Same thing.
Basically,
right?
Yeah.
Right, everybody?
Am I right, boys? But the group busts into the church just in time to stop it. They beat the shit out of Tornado in a really cool fight scene. There's like, the Tridorons there, and the Ride Boosters are there, and everyone's fucking throwing Tornadoes around.
Yeah, like, Go shows up, too, and he does, like, his searching, destroying thing, and he's like, yeah, that feels right.
Go, during this fight, comes to terms with the fact that maybe, like, even if it's your father, he's crushed, right? His dad comes back, and he says, oh, I'm good, I'll help. And he's like, okay, maybe he's redeemable. But he's not.
He's worse than irredeemable. He is, like, bottom of the barrel fucking awful.
So Tomato dies, he gets destroyed, his number blows up, there's no ambiguity here, he's dead. And then Go, like we said, comes to terms. I'll fight Banno, even if he's my father. He's bad.
Everybody fucking hugs, and everybody loves each other except Chase. And Chase walks away, and he thinks to himself in this really neat little monologue segment about how he will fight to protect families.
Families
and
like
love.
Families like the Shijimas, and plus Shinosuke, apparently, who's just so tight with them that he's basically like an older brother. The end. Oh, Brain gets his body back, too.
Oh, yeah, there's like a little after thing where Brain's like, oh boy, I got my body, and he does like a little hip dance.
Yeah.
And then 006 shows up, and he's like, I still exist, and then the episode ends.
Remember me, kids?
There's still one more of us. Oh, and Medic's, like, all about becoming... ultimate gold.
Medic wants to be gold too. So Jeff, what did you think? What did you think of episode 40?
What a good episode!
No kidding, eh?
Like I was talking to somebody in like the general thread, and they were all like, you know, I might be enjoying this a lot more than you guys because we've kind of been bitching a little bit about how it went downhill a little.
Yeah.
And it jolted right the hell back uphill. This might actually be my favorite episode in the series.
I don't know if I agree, but I understand. It had a lot of... Like, Go, especially, was just fucking on point. This whole episode,
oh, yeah.
He was great.
Go, like, redeemed himself in my eyes. He had become not Go for a really long time. And that moment where he jumps down and he's, like, searching, destroying, and he gives his little monologue, I was like... happy. I had this huge smile on my face the whole time.
It's just so nice to see him having an arc. Like, his arc is happening right before our eyes.
But I wanted to talk specifically about the scene in the forest and all the things I love about that scene.
That's
absolutely my favorite scene.
That scene
this
was
might
like
not
glitter.
Be, oh, yeah. This might not be my favorite episode, but it could be. But that's my favorite scene.
What did you like so much about it? I loved it, but I want to hear what you have to say.
I loved... that Go did not become a prissy bitch and smack back at Hart. He listened to what Hart had to say, even though Hart's a filthy Roid Mude, and Hart's story added a whole nother level of, like, dimension to him. You understand why he's so obsessed with friendship and caring and taking care of each other now.
Yeah, why he sees the Roid Mutes as brothers against the humans.
Yeah, and you understand why he hates humans so much now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't forced down your throat, like, here's Hart's origin. It was part of Go's story. It melded together very well.
Yeah, with the main plot. It fit. It wasn't jolted in there.
Bano was kind of two-dimensionally evil.
He will be. I think we're going to have to put up with that.
But, I mean, sometimes it's nice to have a two-dimensionally evil villain to unite the evil guys and the good guys together against someone, which seems like it's going to happen.
I hope so. That'd be a pretty surprising ending, I think, to have Hart team up with Drive and Go and Chase. Yeah,
I almost thought that was going to happen in this scene, because Hart was, like, so... He felt for Go, and Go's, like, breakdown was really, like, heart-wrenching, you know? You felt for him, too.
Yeah.
And it was really a great scene, but my favorite part of the entire scene is when Shinosuke stands up and he just says, "Get up."
Yeah.
And I believe in you, and I know you'll stand back on your feet because you're a Kamen Rider.
It's something that we've been sort of missing for quite a while in Drive, is bro moments between the main and secondary rider. Bromance, if you will. Bromance. This episode was stuffed with them.
It really was. Man, there was some hugging. There was almost some making out at the end there. It was
close.
Good.
Their faces were very close to each other.
Oh, yeah. At one point, like, Shinosuke grabs Go's head and, like, lays it on his shoulder. And I was like, are they gonna tongue?
Maybe. If that scene had got on a few more seconds.
If Chase hadn't have interrupted.
Yeah. That fucking Chase.
He could have got a whole lot sexier.
Always getting in the way. I feel much the same as you. I thought this episode was marvelous, although I do have, like, one... I have one glaring problem with it, I think.
What's your one glaring problem?
What is the point of Tornado and 006? If they're not going to contribute to the promised number, if they're going to die 3 episodes after they're introduced, why are they here?
Because we ran out of roid mutes.
Exactly! I hate that! they brought them in as like, oh, here's these new guys, the new villains. They're from, like, fucking America and wherever the hell 006 is from. They got...
Italy,
yeah. They got new powers. They got new shit. They're going to contribute to the golden number. Oh, wait, nope. Tornado's dead. 006 is definitely going to be dead. There's a thing at the end of this episode where Bano becomes like... fucking spoilers, but it's in this episode. Bano becomes like a golden drive...
That's in the spoilers for next the preview. Episode, like the preview,
but
yeah.
But who doesn't watch those? It's...
Your gold drive looks pretty nice.
Is that...
Actually.
The dialogue seemed to imply that it was going to be one of the, like, a part of an evolution. That was going to be a golden evolution or something. So if we have Heart, you know, and Brain, and Medic is probably going to get hers, and that, then that means 006 is dead.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, golden evolution doesn't really have to be, like, a roid mute thing, per se. I'm stretching. You're right, though. 006 is gonna die. It'd be nice if he didn't.
It'd be cool if he stuck around and had some influence on the plot, but what are they doing?
Well, here's the thing. 006 seemed infinitely more powerful than 008.
Yeah.
Think about the fight between 006 and Go and Chase, where he didn't even transform and he kicked their asses.
That's true. He's like, I could transform, but I don't have the suit ready yet, so I'm just gonna... Good thing I know some kung fu.
We haven't designed this shit yet. Bring in the stunt double.
It's a good fight, though, yeah. And
that was an awesome fight. But yeah, maybe... I really wish that he would be the last one. But wouldn't that seem kind of, like, lame that we've heard the whole series about this promise number or whatever, and the final promise number is someone who was introduced 3 episodes ago?
Well, that's why I'm saying they shouldn't have been introduced. There's no good way to use them. We needed
some more roid mutes, bruh.
Then just have some monster of the Fortnites like you usually do, but they just happen to have kind of low numbers. Like, maybe add a few dialogue lines about, like, oh, we've destroyed all the shitty weak roid mutes. We're down to the best of the bunch. We're at the top of the barrel, so to speak, and we started at the bottom. So the monster of the weaks are going to get tougher.
That's pretty much what they're doing. They're just giving they're giving them a little bit more gravitas than they should probably have.
The way they introduce them, it makes it seem like they're going to be more influential when they're not, and it's kind of shitty, I think.
I don't really have much of a problem with it.
Well,
I think you're a bitch.
Okay, well, fuck you then. Otherwise, great episode.
Yeah, great episode. Kiriko looks real nice in that white dress. Just saying.
I love Rina. Rina does a little more complaining about how her neck isn't pretty enough for the necklace.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was a funny bit.
It was funny. Anytime Rina complains about not being youthful and pretty, it's hilarious.
It makes you root for her. She's an underdog. It makes
you do root for her.
Like, fucking tie the knot with Gen already. Stop faking it.
Yeah, Genpachi, as she calls him. That's cute.
But then again...
They're my OTP.
Then again, they might already be,
They might already be common driving.
They might already be screwing, if you catch my drift. They might already
I'm
be...
I'm not sure I understand.
They might already be having sexual intercourse with each other, if you get my meaning.
Liam, you need to quit being so vague.
That's my headcanon as well.
A headcanon.
That's my headcanon.
We called that fanon when I was a kid, and before that, I guess they called it the talking pictures. I'm not sure.
Before that, I think they just called it making shit up.
Well, that's my making shit up.
Okay. Okay. Good
episode.
Next episode,
though, we get Gold Drive.
I can't complain. Dark Drive was a pleasant surprise, so you get one, Toei. This is your one.
They're one. They've been reusing suits the whole series.
No, but this is... Go fuck yourself, you know? Like, you get one... Look, Proto Drive had a good reason to be Drive dunked in paint, okay? I'll let that slide. And it looked cool.
Proto Drive was awesome. Yeah, I love Proto Drive.
It was a cool, like, not an extension of Drive, but like a reduction, you know?
Yeah, it was a prototype Drive. Yeah, it was cool.
It looked awesome. Dark Drive, like I said, pleasant surprise. Golden Drive looks kind of fucking stupid.
I like Golden Drive. I think it's a nice look. The
really? I don't
color
like
eyes is kind of off-putting. I will say that.
What color is eyes? I don't remember.
They're like, I don't know, brownish-reddish?
Brownish-reddish, huh? It's like, I think it's like the opposite of Type High Speed, which was so beautiful. It's like, which had so much effort put into it, right? This golden one is it's just not doing it for me. But like
had,
I said.
They already had like 20 cans of gold spray paint. They were like, well, we got all this left over. We might as well make a villain.
Oh, God, yeah, we went over budget. Use it all.
What we got laying around? Oh, shit, we got the Proto Drive suit.
Spray that shit up. Dunk it in. Those kids won't know. I guess it's good enough a justification as any. I mean, it's using a Drive driver.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not very internally consistent, considering that the mock driver is used by two different riders who look nothing alike.
But they use different bikes.
Oh, well, bullshit. I'm sure that Gold Drive is going to be using a different shift car, too. The Gold Speed.
Gold type Speed Gold. Please buy it along with the Golden Gun. Golden Door Gun. That's going to be something that's, like, online exclusive, like, get it with a Christmas cake toy sort of thing. The Golden Shift Car that no one wants.
And people will buy it, too, just because it's a fucking online exclusive. I better get it. They're going to sell out.
You know, they had that with lock seats, too. They had orange, banana, and grape, and it was just the fucking same lock seat, but they were gold. Painted gold. And they sold them in, like, this fancy little box, like they were something cool that you should care about.
How much do they cost, Liam?
I don't know. I don't remember. Probably too much.
How stupid. That's dumb. www.lawyer.com
Get on Mandarake. Get it. Yeah, that's dumb.
It is dumb, and people will buy it. And then they'll charge like $1 million for it in the
aftermarket. We're getting off topic, though. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I love this episode. Like
Rider Club Radio stamp of approval.
A++. Give this episode an S.
S? Wow. Your highest recommendation?
My highest recommendation, except S+.
What about R? Shouldn't R be the highest?
You're fucking with my system.
Because it's like the R of the drive symbol.
We got news this week, everybody.
Whoa, wait. Before we do news, I got one thing. Remember a couple weeks ago, there was that set photo that surfaced that was a picture of... It was a set photo from the show, not a movie, not a special, from the TV show, of Kamen Rider Lupin's outfit. You remember telling about that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you think you might know who it, like what the explanation is for that?
What Kamen Rider Lupin's explanation is?
Like, why he's there?
it could be, and I'm wildly speculating here, it could be that Evil Gold Drive has the ability to become other riders.
That's exactly what I was thinking. If not Evil Gold Drive, then maybe 006?
Yeah, maybe.
Of, like, that's their power, like, turning into your past enemies or something, and they'll have a little tie-in with the movie there, because they can.
Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. I'm not gonna make that bet, because all your bets have been wrong so far, but it's a good bet.
What about Ghost, motherfucker?
You're gonna bring that up until the day we fucking die, aren't you?
Once per episode, at least.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's it. I'll throw my lot in with that. If I'm wrong, they can crucify me all they want.
You know what? I'll stand behind you, baby girl. I'll tell the world.
It's good to know I'm not alone.
All right. Do I have your permission to go into news?
Yes, you have my formal permission.
Well, earlier today, according to our friends at the Tokusatsu Network, who don't know we exist, the Kamen Rider Ghost website has gone live.
Woo!
It is bboy.com or some shit.
Kamen Rider / bboy dot, I don't know. The link will be in the blog post. Why is it called bboy?
It's rider.bboys.jp.
That's it.
And it's like B-boys.
It's like they couldn't get rider.jp. Someone else was like squatting on it. So they're like, what sounds cool? What do kids like? B-boys.
Kids fucking love B-boys.
Yeah. Nothing more. Kids love nothing more than breakdancing.
Hey, there have been like 30 movies about breakdancing in the past 10 years, I'll have you know.
I wonder if they're popular in Japan. Those movies like Step Up to the Streets and shit like that. I wonder if Japanese people like them.
We just had a Kamen Rider series about that, so...
That's true. It's gotta be some appeal.
Whatever's popular at the time. Apparently, dead people popular lately. Yeah. So, Kamen Rider Ghost.
Everyone likes dead people, I suppose.
The website has really nice photos of the Ghost Driver looking ugly.
Still looking pretty bad.
And cool photos of Drive himself, including the photos that have been released so far.
Yeah, there's nothing...
scans and whatnot.
You mean Ghost himself?
Yeah, Ghost.
Yeah, you said Drive.
You know what? We all get one, don't we, Tomato?
You've got, like, 24 now, buddy. What are we at now?
Whatever, Tomato. Let's go.
Fuck off. The site doesn't really reveal anything new, but there's a lot of very nice, crisp shots of icons and things like that.
You know, it might reveal something new, and we can't read Japanese, but we're gonna go ahead and say it doesn't reveal anything new.
That's my guess. I think Tokunet and them would have probably reported on it, because they know Japanese, I'm pretty sure, over there.
Man, we are frauds, you and I.
What, because we do we ride on the backs of Tokunet and Orend and all them?
Oh, yeah. Also because we are, like, we're number one podcast about this Japanese show, and neither of us speak a fucking lick of Japanese.
Look, one day the guy that played Tendo Soji is gonna come on. He's the only guest we can ever have. Him or Saiga, I guess.
That's true.
And then we'll be legit. Only then.
Would we make Saiga say his line?
Of course. Fucking course.
He'd be like, ugh. Yeah.
He'd just hang up. Why would you take Saiga's time if you're not gonna make him say the line?
Nobody will know who he is, besides that line, so...
Yeah, that's how you get people to recognize him.
Do you know the story that they made him speak in English for that part because his Japanese was so fucking atrocious?
I think you told me this, but go on.
Yeah, the director, like, had him do, like, 5 or 6 takes where he spoke his lines in Japanese, but he didn't grow up in Japan. I believe he was Canadian.
I heard he was Canadian as well.
Yeah, and score one for your team.
Yeah!
And, so eventually the director was like, you know what, fuck it, just say it in English, okay?
It's brilliant. Just so, that one bit, though.
Nowhere else in the entire series does anybody say anything in fucking English.
That's great. I love gratuitous English in my rider shows. That's why I like Jean so much in Kuga.
Jean.
He'll come in and he'll be like, hi, what's up? And then the rest of his dialogue will be in Japanese, but like...
Oh my.
Yeah. Wow, what's this? I love it.
And it's like, it's almost like English isn't his first language either.
I'm pretty sure he's not American, he's like Austrian or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. But he plays something an American like guy.
But it's always hilarious.
Oh, he's Romanian, I'm pretty sure. Someone told me he was Romanian.
Man, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Poor guy, gotta be an American. Can't play a Romanian. Can't represent his country.
How many Romanians do we even have in, like, American, like, movies and shit? The only Romanians we have...
Bram Stoker, Friend, every movie adaptation of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
You know, I was gonna say that's it. That's all we fucking have.
There it is. It's one for one.
You're a piece of shit.
The crew for Ghost was revealed, the staff that's making Ghost, the important people.
Yeah, and they give us a very blurry picture of what Ghost is going to be like.
Yep. The director is Satoshi Murata, who did Time Ranger, Gow Ranger, and Bokenger. I haven't seen any of those. Have you, Jeff?
No.
So, who fucking knows? It's written by Takuro Fukuda, who has barely... His tokusatsu portfolio is like 3 Ultraman episodes.
I hear so Ultraman's fucking, good.
Who? Yeah, but like... 3 episodes. You can't really gauge the whole series.
Yeah, I mean, that could... For all I know, that could be the 3 worst episodes in the history of Ultraman.
Yeah, I ain't seen them. I don't know. It's more than 3. I think it's like 5 or something, but not that many. So who fucking knows about him? And the assistant producer for Forze, Kazuhiro Takahashi, is the head producer for this.
Yeah, so we know for certain that the series is going to be great.
For sure. Now, 100%. Get it.
RCR stamp of approval. If the series is bad, we'll kill ourselves.
Yeah, I don't need any stamp of approval. I'm already on that train. I'm really, really throwing my lot in. I'm praying for Ghost to be good. It looks so cool.
I thought you meant you threw your lot in to kill yourself. I was gonna be like, Liam, goddamn, you're just gonna reveal that on the podcast?
I'm a very serious fan, Jeff. Go big or go home.
Alright, so that's all the news we had this week for the most part.
Nothing else happened except for like toy releases and shit.
We learned stuff about Ghost that we already knew.
Yeah. Go to the movie.
Go see our movie that we're not in. Oh, yeah, I completely fucking forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
But somebody in the Writer General, who never told me their name, is drawing Kamen Rider Blackberry and Blueberry that we talked about last episode.
That was so fucking cool!
That is the coolest shit that's ever happened to us.
I remember when I was... You sent me the text telling me that someone was doing it, and I was with my friends. I was out. And I opened up my phone and I got the text and they were like, what is it? And I just started fucking, like, pacing. I was like, what the fuck?
You started pacing like a fucking expectant father.
Yeah.
In the emergency room.
There's nothing more surreal in a good way, than having somebody draw fan art of something you said. That's awesome. That's so fucking cool.
It's like, think about it this way. We got an email asking us a question about what fruit we would be if we were in Kamen Rider Gaim. We went way too far into describing what type of fruit we would be and what weapons we would have. And we sparked this person's imagination. And they had to draw us. They drew... I so far have a really fucking awesome sketch of the Blackberry Rider. The only one that matters of the two.
Okay.
They specifically mentioned that they're kind of a slow artist. We'll wait. Take your time.
Dude, you're doing it for free and it's awesome. Whatever.
Yeah, take years if you want. I have that sketch to keep me warm at night. From one artist to another, keep it coming, man. If anybody else wants to draw shit from this podcast, go for it.
Yeah, draw that shit.
And send it in. We will absolutely fillet you on this podcast.
Totally. All right, moving right along.
How about we do some emails?
Why the fuck not?
This is email special because we're doing every single email we have.
Every question we got, we're doing.
We have 2 questions from the Kamen Rider General.
Hey guys.
Thanks for listening to our shit.
Every single one of you, what's up?
Question 1, who is your favorite secondary/tertiary rider? Liam?
Knight.
Fuck.
Moving right along. You knew this answer. It's always
Knight. I knew it. Knight
is the only Kamen Rider who I've ever liked enough to buy a figure of. Usually I just get the roleplay toys. Those are the cool things.
Yeah.
I love Knight so much, I actually have a figure on him right here to my right here.
I hate Knight.
I know you do, because you're a shit.
I would say Kagami, Kamen Rider Gatak, but he's the main character. Kamen Rider G3.
Really? G3?
Hell yeah.
I would think you would say Rider 2.
Rider 2 is not a secondary rider, my friend. He was the star of the series for the bulk.
I guess technically he's the main rider, I suppose.
He is the main rider of the original series for the bulk of the episodes.
Okay. Rider number 2.
Yeah, get fucking bent. How about that?
I'm starting a petition. It's petition time.
What petition are you starting?
Recognize Rider 2 as a secondary rider.
Rider Club Radio will now be opening submissions for a new host.
Please send your auditions to gofuckyourselfjeff@gmail.com.
You know what? I'm going to get that fucking address and people can send it to me. How about that?
I already made it out of spite like 3 years ago. You can't have it.
You were ahead of the fucking game. Question number 2. Which rider suffered the most? Could be emotionally, mentally, or physically. And I would say Takumi from Fies.
Why do you say that?
Because he suffers like a fucking mother. Like, everything goes wrong to him. Every misunderstanding, he's the ass end of it. Nobody believes anything he says. Everybody believes Kusaka's shit every time. Well, like, hey, I know I'm a deranged fucking murderer / rapist, but that guy is your enemy.
Well, is that
just saying?
Is that the smile of a liar, Jeff, on Kusaka?
No, he is a beautiful, honest smile.
Yeah, come on. Give the guy a break.
That's my choice. How about you, buddy?
I would say Kotaro.
That's true. He has everything taken from him.
You could say that about almost any Showa rider, really. They lose their whole lives and either fight for the rest of their life and never relax and always have to fight, or be like Kotaro and just end up all alone. Like, it's...
I will say that if I had to choose a Showa rider, I would probably choose X. Because his father, who he never reconciled his differences with, gives his life up to turn him into a cyborg to save him.
Oh.
And then dies. And then he spends the rest of the series trying to live up to his father's ideals.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I should clarify. When I say Kotaro, I mean at the end of Black. Because who cares? Yeah. Like, it sets it up with a really bitter ending because, oh, Black RX is going to clean it up. But who gives a fuck about Black RX? No one.
Black RX is the best series. That's why it tanked the whole series of Kamen Rider.
I don't think it was entirely Black RX's fault. I think there were other forces at work there. But to
really?
Imply... to
Really?
I look, I mean...
Black was the most popular series in ages.
Yeah.
And then Black RX happens, and then the series is fucking done. That's it.
That's the confusing thing, though. Even if Black RX was garbage, it should have at least been able to ride on the popularity of Black. It had the name, it had Kotaro. Could have had something.
You would imagine, right?
I don't know. Like,
after Black RX, you just get the 3 movies, and then the 90s are empty.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's a shame. You gotta stick to Sentai if you want the 90s.
Our next email...
I will do this one, seeing as it's partially addressed to me.
Okay.
This is from Dank Rider. And the question is, Blades? Hey guys, the dealer of Dank Justice here. I have a question for you, Jeff and Liam. Do you 420 Blaze that good kush? If so, have you watched Kamen Rider? While baked like a cake, keep up the rad work, guys. Later, Kamen Rider Dank. P.S. Liam, if you're straight up living in British Columbia, I know you've been doing it. Don't even lie. P.S.S. It's supposed to be P.P.S., you fuck. All hail John Toei.
My answer to that question is, nice fucking try, police.
Do Americans,
take it elsewhere.
Do Americans know about British Columbia? Is that just a Canada thing?
I think that's just a Canada thing. I don't really...
British Columbia people do a lot of drugs.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's their rep.
So, that's the answer. Fuck off, cop.
Also, I don't live in British Columbia. I live in an abandoned mineshaft in Alberta. You'll never find me. next email.
All right, next email is from Gabriel.
Hey!
Gabriel says, "Hello, Jeff and Liam. Greetings from Brazil.
Ooh.
The magical land where everybody loves Kamen Rider Black. An entire country with good taste."
Not bad. Not bad. Could be worse. It could be Fies.
We just lost half our viewers. Apparently, we love Tokusatsu that much that we're getting the aforementioned Black, along with Just Beyond, Jiraiya, fucking Garo, and others on Netflix. Isn't that crazy? I'm so fucking jealous.
Wait, do they mean Sekai Ninja Sen Jiraiya?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That was like, that had an entire dub in Brazil.
Why does Brazil, the Brazilian government is like headed by Toku fans or something? Why do they get all this shit?
I'm so jealous of Brazil.
That's awesome.
And it doesn't help me at all, because I don't fucking speak any languages besides shitty American English.
That's true.
Anyway, my question. If you guys needed to recommend a writer show to a friend who never saw any tokusatsu ever, but with the intention to make that person hate Kamen Rider, what show would you recommend and why? Thanks for the podcast, and keep up the good work.
For me, that's a rough one, because I've never seen a substantial amount of a series that I didn't like to some degree. But I have seen parts of Kiva, chunks of Kiva scattered about, and that show, oof. I can't make any general statements, but oh my god.
There goes the other half of our fan base.
That's my answer, Kiva.
I would do exactly what I did to a friend of mine.
What did you
which
do?
Which is, I would show them Kamen Rider the Next.
Why?
Because I hadn't seen it at the time, and I decided to watch it with him, and we both walked out of that. I'd already seen some Kamen Rider, so I was like, wow, that was fucking garbage. And he said, wow, I never want to fucking see anything related to this ever.
Wow.
And just washed his hands of it forever.
So you've tested this question in real life, then?
I did it by accident. I would never want to make somebody hate Kamen Rider.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You want to, maybe you just hate somebody and you want to keep them away from the goodness that is Kamen Rider.
That's true, I guess, if you really despise someone.
Maybe somebody's a part of Shocker and you don't want to give them the inside scoop on Kamen Rider.
I guess that's as good a reason as any. Hello?
Yeah, next email.
Okay. it's Edgar. And Edgar says, I recently started rocking the wallpapers you guys put up. Really love them, so thanks for giving me some good-ass wallpapers. You should thank Jeff for that. He makes them all.
You're welcome. I enjoy making them. I should probably make them more often, honestly, but I'll get around to it.
Yeah, yeah. Keep pumping them out at the usual rate. It's fine. Here's my question. Seeing as the Gaim Gaiden movies are kind of giving more story to some of the minor characters in Gaim, would you have liked to have seen this used for older secondary or tertiary riders? If so, what riders? Personally, I'd like to see a Meteor Gaiden movie that shows the events between Forze and the Forze X Wizard movie. Jeff, what would you pick?
Oh yeah, absolutely, I would love to see it. And I gotta say, it would probably be some of the tertiary riders from Kabuto.
Oh yeah.
Like, I would love to see some more, like, behind-the-scenes stuff with the Bee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would be
awesome.
There's
probably tons of adventures there.
I would love to see Kageyama and Yagaruma's adventures as the Hopper Brothers.
Oh, my God.
That would be sick. I'd like to see what the hell Drake got up to while his actor was off singing somewhere. Just anybody. I'd love to see it.
It's fodder. Any multi-rider series really is fodder.
That's true, and I know what series you're going to choose.
Yeah, Hibiki.
Just fucking say Ryuki.
Yeah, Ryuki. Yeah, it's Ryuki. Fuck you. Shinji gets in really late to the Rider War. He's the last, I'm pretty sure, to arrive, other than, no, he's not the last. Oja and some other dudes are in later, but, like, there's a bunch of people, there's a history there before Shinji. I think that would make really neat Gaiden movies of, like, what were all these people doing? What were Knight and Zolda and Raya all doing before Shinji arrived and the story really started?
Yeah.
You could have little, like, self-contained stories. Little character conflicts, you know? What you love about Ryuki, those character conflicts.
I would watch that.
Me too. That'd be sick.
I like Ryuki a lot. I give Liam shit, but I really do like that series.
Yeah, because it's the best Kamen Rider series.
I mean, if you're an idiot.
If idiots have great taste, then I guess
I guess if you're wrong, you're wrong. Anyway, that's our answers. It would be Kabuto and Ryuki.
Yeah, totally that.
But, and I would actually like to hear from the listeners. I say viewers a lot.
They listen.
I'd like to hear from the listeners. If you could make, like, a Kamen Rider Gaiden about any series, what would it be and what would it be about? Because that's a cool concept.
Yeah. Like I said,
I'd like to hear some more of that. Send that in to riderclubradio@gmail.com or just tweet it at us at Rider Club Radio.
Yeah, wow, nice plug there. At Rider Club Radio, please.
I slid that shit in like butter.
Yeah, it's just seamless.
Our next email is from Opshi. And Opshi says, "Hey RCR, I listen to your podcast from Bangladesh." What the
fuck?
Holy
shit. That's awesome.
Why are you listening to us?
That's fucking great.
That's so cool. Never heard of this country? Well, go check the world map.
I know.
I should say that it's far away from both USA and Japan.
I know about Bangladesh because I am not a product of the American school system, so...
Is that, like, near Texas or what?
We're a very cosmopolitan show, aren't we? We got viewers from
apparently
all over the fucking place. I love it.
I never thought that even people in my own country would want to listen to me ramble about Kamen Rider, so welcome aboard.
Yeah, man. We always welcome a fan.
You guys feel sad about the English-speaking Kamen Rider fan base being very small, but you know what? The country where I live, I just might be the only Kamen Rider fan. Do you ever get that feeling? I actually do. Honestly.
I've never met a person in real life who also likes Kamen Rider. All my correspondences are through the internet.
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, I hang out with my friends, even my close friends, and I'm always like, "Hey, you guys should watch Kugi, you should watch Ryuki, you should watch Kabuto, you should watch whatever." And they're like, "Yeah, they sound cool, yeah, they sound cool." They never ever pick them up. They don't actually give a shit. It's a shame.
It's true. It's a miracle that Liam and I found one another.
Yeah, it must be true love.
True love. I also try to make...
Don't go down that road.
That's why, just like Jeff, I also try to make my friends watch Tokusatsu. But so far, only 4 to 5 people have bought into it. Most of my friends don't listen to my blabbering. Do you have any tips about this, Jeff? I gotta say, the way I got most of my friends into Kamen Rider is that I would not shut the hell up about it.
I was just gonna say, that's how you finally got me to sit down and watch it. You just fucking browbeat me constantly, and I was like, okay, alright, I'll sit down.
Yeah. It's not the best way to get anybody to like anything. It, more often than not, people will just hate you for it.
Yeah.
But it was such an amazing thing, and I wanted somebody to talk to about it so bad. That I was just constantly like, "Hey, you guys should watch Kamen Rider. Like, they kick people and they explode. It's cool. You should watch it." And everybody was like, "That sounds stupid."
Just repeat that line once a day, and eventually, one by one.
Just bring it up all the time. Anytime something even slightly reminds you of Kamen Rider. I'm gonna make this poor person, like, lose all of their friends.
Well, apparently they got 4 to 5 people. That's better than my record.
Yeah, that's true.
Not bad.
Alright, so question time. Questions for both of us. One, strange question, but if you could kill off a rider, assuming you have the power to do so, who would it be and why? It'd be better if you answer from Heisei.
Well, why would you want to kill any Showa riders? They're all such great people.
They're all such heroes of justice.
Yeah. Heisei rider that I could murder.
Yeah. This is assuming you're not doing it with, like, your bare hands. So let's say you could snap your fingers and kill off a Kamen Rider. Who would it be?
That's just as horrible, but, snap my fingers and kill off a Kamen Rider. I would say... maybe Ryoma. No, Sid. Fuck that. If I'm going Gaim, it's gonna be Sid.
Sid.
What a shit that guy was. Sid was a punk.
Sid was an awful person, but he was great to watch.
He was great fun to watch, but, like, if I knew him in real life and I had the chance to murder him, are you kidding me?
I think we're hearing some new insight into the person that Liam is.
That police guy, if he's still listening, please turn it off.
If I could get away with killing someone, here's how I'd do it.
I've planned this out over the course of years. No, no. I'm not going down that road. Jeff, who would you murder?
Oh, man. This is assuming I have to murder someone.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Come on, there's plenty of bad riders to choose from.
Oh, yeah. I would kill Knight.
Wow.
Just to make Liam sad.
Fuck you. He fought all that time for nothing.
Oh, man. I don't know. I would have to say probably Kaiza.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
He's the absolute worst. He might be the only character besides Dio that I've outright hated in anything.
Oh, speaking of Dio, real quick tangent. That guy earlier that said he had the Rider Club radio wallpaper, he posted a picture of it, and on his desktop is a folder with JoJo manga in it.
Oh, you're the coolest,
isn't that
dude.
Fucking great? JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is the best.
We love JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But like I said, there's certain characters who you absolutely fucking hate, and like Part 1 Dio is number one on my list of characters I'll hate forever.
What a shit. That's why I picked Sid. Sid is just an irredeemable fuck.
And Kusaka is number two.
Yeah.
So that's who I would choose to kill.
Yeah.
Number two. This has been an obvious joke, and the question's probably been asked. Still, I'm going to ask. If Kamen Rider Ghost and Ghost Rider met each other one day, what would be the scenario?
Hopefully a fight.
You know they would fight.
If it's a crossover, they gotta fight.
That's how it works. I would like to think that Ghost, even with all of his ghostly powers or whatever, would be creeped the hell out by Ghost Rider because he's a skull with flames.
Yeah, he's not a guy in a rubber suit. He's an actual skull, so nothing you can do about that.
And he's played by Nicolas Cage.
So. Oh, God. That's the real terror.
Now, in the comic books, he's a pretty intense fella.
I bet.
Anytime he crosses over with a superhero, they're always really weirded out by him, and I'd love to see that, so I feel like that would be cool to see across, like, a language barrier as well.
Oh my god. That's like...
That would be really
did
neat.
Did you read any of the... They had Marvel at a big Spider-Man event recently, Edge of Spider-Verse. It was apparently garbage.
Oh, it was garbage. It was a piece of fucking shit. But Japanese Spider-Man was in
it. Yeah, Toku Spider-Man was in it, and he spoke Japanese, and he had Leopardon with him.
Yeah, Leopardon gets murdered by a vampire.
By the big, super powerful, you can't win villain, like twice, yeah. Or whatever.
Horseshit. But also, manga Spider-Man is in
really?
It, like, Suffering Man, and he's black and white with, like, a gray, hazy filter over him, like a manga page.
That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of the cool stuff in it comes from the artist more than the writer.
Edge of Spider-Verse was good moments in this, like,
yeah,
mire of garbage.
I'll go on record here in front of everyone on the planet, who, since everybody listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
I hate Dan Slott.
Oh!
He's an awful writer.
Declaration of war. No, I'm sure there are tons of people who would agree with you, so.
Yeah, Dan Slott, if you're listening to this, kiss my ass!
There you go. There's your vindication, if you don't like Dan Slott, for whatever reason.
I'm sure he's a lovely person.
Okay. I'll do question number three, why don't I?
Sure.
Ghost has a possibility of more than two riders. What would you think if there's a Kamen Rider Casper, your friendly ghost?
You're the cutest.
In all seriousness, if there's a third one, it's going to be Kamen Rider Phantom or Kamen Rider Wraith or something like that, probably.
Yeah, I hope it's Phantom.
Phantom is the coolest by far.
Yeah. Maybe if there's a female rider, yeah, fucking right, it'd be Wraith, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, well, if it's a multi-rider series, there's got to be at least one. That seems to be the way the wind's blowing.
You have to get to, like, 12 riders before the 13th can be female, is all I'm saying.
She's the unlucky one. She'll die.
That's how it works. You have to have, like, a shit ton of riders before there can be a female one, or you have to have some spinoff material that you need to make a rider suit.
That's a shame. That's a real shame.
Please answer these in the next podcast. Your wishes
aren't
command.
It's too late, yeah.
I'll send more questions in the future. It's fun. Do you hear that, listeners? It is fun to send in questions to Rider Club Radio.
If you haven't sent in a question yet, you should send one in. It's a goddamn blast.
Everybody has fun. We enjoy it. You enjoy it.
The listeners enjoy it. It always leads to fun discussion. Everybody wins.
John Toei enjoys
it. John Toei, I'm sure he's still around, lurking to steal my ideas.
Tunes in every single episode. So send us some friggin' email. Send it to RiderClubRadio@gmail.com. No caps, no spaces.
Also, you should tweet us. You should follow us on Twitter, and you should send us a tweet at RiderClubRadio. We love it.
Yeah, I've really gotten into, like, just conversing with people on Twitter about Kamen Rider. Like, I spoil the podcast sometimes just talking to people.
Yeah, Jeff lately has gone on just saying, hey, who's your favorite writer? Who's your favorite second or whatever? Just
yeah, I want to know. I hear this fucker's opinion all the time. I want to hear your opinion.
Yes, hearing my opinion will make you go insane.
Because it's awful. This guy likes Kamen Rider Knight.
What the fuck is
believe that shit?
Get out of my face about Kamen Rider Knight.
But email us, Twitter us.
Please.
And do all the things.
That's a short one this week, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so. There wasn't much news. Oh, well.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, and see you next week.
It'll be longer next week, I swear. Goodbye.
Probably. Bye. Curious.